Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Michael Stollard is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Mike is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 7 years now. He's been joining us. He's the CEO of ePlurbus Partners. He's the author of Fired Up or Burned Out, and he's a guy who helps business owners make sure that their relationship with their employees and their customers has a high degree of engagement. And he does that by, one of the things he does is he helps them understand the power of connection. He's our good friend, Michael Stollard. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Good to be with you.
Good to have you back. Mike, with all the stuff we have, with all the technology, the artificial intelligence, the robots and everything, we're still the same beings that we were 1,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago. We're still human beings, and we still have those primordial desires to connect with other human beings, don't we?
You know, Jim, I'm glad you brought that up to start with, because we do. It's human nature to connect, and bad things happen when we feel what scientists call social isolation or exclusion. Mm-hmm. Bad things happen biologically. In fact, what happens when you look at the body, I find this so fascinating, we go into this state called the stress response.
Hmm.
So that the body starts to reorganize, and it sends blood, glucose, and oxygen to, when we feel that stress, to the big muscles, to the heart, to the lungs. It's preparing the body to fight or flee because it feels threatened. However, when we're in that state of connection where we have people around us who have our back, we feel safe, then the body sends blood, glucose, and oxygen to all the systems.
So the connection is not just psychological, it's physiological.
It is physiological and biological. And when you're in that stress response, the parts of the body that are being denied blood, glucose, and oxygen are the brain, so it affects your memory, and also the immune system, so that we're more susceptible to disease and premature death.
Hmm. So when my wife goes to see her mother, and I don't go with her, and I stay home alone, and she says, aren't you worried that your body is going to change while I'm gone? You won't be connecting with me? And I say, you think it's okay for me to say I'll risk it for a couple of days? You think that...
You'll probably be okay. Well, you know what's interesting is the research shows
I'm going to get in all kinds of trouble for that.
Yeah, well, you have a lovely wife in your honor, so I can see how you would feel disconnected if she were away.
Absolutely. Yeah, I got to figure out how to redeem myself. Anyway, so how much time has to go by, though, seriously, before you start feeling that way? I mean, could you work with people but not connect with them enough to cause this to happen even though you're around other people?
Well, boy, you're asking great questions, because connection is subjective. So one person can be in a group and feel very connected to that group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the workplace, one person may feel very connected. Another person may feel excluded or isolated. And for that person who feels disconnected, it's bad for them.
Mm-hmm.
It has a negative effect on their performance, on their energy level, on their health, so health, well-being and wellness. And, of course, we can't give our customers what we don't have. So it's hard to connect with customers if you feel disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's critical for us as leaders, as business owners, to create the right type of culture so our team feels connected, and then they, in turn, can extend that sense of connection and hospitality and service to our customers.
So it is possible to be around other people, but by sort of rejecting a connection or emotionally, mentally, psychologically refusing connection, you could actually put yourself into this state that you were talking about earlier.
Well, that is true. Mindset is important, and the need for connection and sensitivity to connection differs from individual to individual.
Mm-hmm.
I think you just think about the people we
that,
know.
Well, that probably has something to do with personality, right? Introverts versus extroverts.
Yeah, part of it is nature and part of it's nurture. And mm-hmm. the science shows that we inherit some of that from our grandparents and parents.
Right, no question.
Yep, part of it's genetic. Probably half of it's genetic.
Oh, yeah, no, you see kids behaving just exactly like a parent or a grandchild or a grandparent.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah, but it does, the encouraging thing is it can change. It's we inherit some, but then actually from conception things start to change based on the experiences we have mm-hmm. in the womb and post-womb. So it's really a fascinating issue to understand from a scientific.
So
how
do we have influence on this? Sentenced at birth to be a certain way, nothing can be done about it, or if we're not happy with the way our life is going with regard to connection, but we're not genetically laid out to be a good connector, can we fix that? Can we get help? What do you think?
Absolutely, that's the good news. And what I recommend is, and I'm not pitching for particular business here because I don't really do coaching or
right.
mentoring. I'm more of a consultant. But having a coach or a mentor can really help you because we all... Now, here's one of my partners is Jason Pancott. Jason was an All-American middle linebacker and captain of the Brown University football team. And let me tell you, there are not a lot of All-Americans coming out of the
mm-hmm.
Ivy League. And Jason was also a three-time qualifier to throw the discus for the U.S. Olympics team.
Wow.
So he was, as an athlete, he was performing at a world-class level. And Jason told me once, he said, you know, Mike, there's nobody who performs at a world-class level in athletics who does not have a coach. It just simply does
right.
not happen. You don't get to that level without a coach. What makes us think that we can become great leaders without coaches or mentors?
Mm-hmm.
You cannot do that. We have blind spots. We have trouble
connecting. You can't see your own stuff.
Yes.
When I had my consulting
That's
company,
true with me.
When I had my consulting company before I started this business, this media company, I had several CEOs who were my clients, right? And I could walk into their business, and within 30 minutes, they could tell me what they were concerned about. Within 30 minutes, I might not fix it in 30 minutes, but I could tell them where it was started, right? You can see other people's stuff. Whenever I wanted to fix my company, I had to ask them to help me fix my company. I asked them to advise me about my company, my clients.
That's why.
I didn't let them bill me for it, by the way, but I got them to help me. Hey, hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with our good friend, Michael Stoddard. We're going to talk more about connection, the power of connection. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.